Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
All right, we're here. And you know what? I'm not going to pretend games anymore. For the past few episodes, your precious dear Jedi Ronin is no longer with us. He has been taken over by a superior mind, a superior Jedi, if you will. The die is cast, you adults.
Yes, and he's joined by a superior Shinigami. So I'm Demetrius.
And I'm Demetrius.
And Meet presents
the Blurred City Podcast.
All right. So we are kicking off kind of our, in preparation for Deadpool and Wolverine, our anti-hero stint. So coming up, we have one of the Meet's favorite characters of all times. So we have the Superior Spider-Man, also known as Dr. Octavius. This is a character study, something that we really enjoyed. The previous character studies, we did the Philosophy of Pain. So we did Pain from Naruto. We did Scar from Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood. We also did Eren Yeager, our goat. So with that, we are covering Superior Spider-Man. Next week, we are going to do really into our Deadpool and Wolverine, just like lead up into that movie. So next week is going to be X-Men Origins, Deconstruction, Reconstruction. Meech is almost throwing up at the mention of it, where we are going to do our best to try to fix that movie, which is probably going to be what Deadpool and Wolverine is. Leading from there, we're going to take a one-week break. After, we're going to do a character study of Wolverine, then Deadpool, then we're going to do the week after our Deadpool and Wolverine movie review. So with that, also, we are doing bi-weekly reviews of The Acolyte. So it should have dropped Monday as of when you're hearing this. We're recording this before the recording of that episode, which should be episodes 3 and 4. And then next week or the week after, you should hear The Boys, which is absolutely cooking, season 4, episode 4 and episode 5 reviews. So, Meech, anything you got, or you want to hit us with that legal spiegel?
Just the purpose of this podcast is to explore digital and print media, all sources of reference owned by their respective companies, and our thoughts and opinions are strictly our own and reflect no biases or corporate agendas. Your discretion's advised.
All right, so we are doing, as I mentioned, the character study of the Superior Spider-Man. For those not familiar with it, we're going to go with character studies. We go into depth about their main arc of a character, their motivations, philosophy, backgrounds, and just like bigger plot points in the character. So for this, we are focusing on Dr. Otto Octavius, who in his comic run is the Superior Spider-Man. We'll go more into depth with it as we hit it. But Meech, since this is kind of your thing, I'll let you introduce it even further.
All right. Otto Gunther Octavius. You all know him primarily by his name, Dr. Octopus. Super villain, super genius, fat as all get out, and has 4 mechanical limbs attached to his body. Taking a cue out of J. Jonah Jameson's book, it was almost fate that a man whose name Otto Octavius get eight limbs. It's kind of crazy. But yes, we're getting into, again, my favorite character of Superior Spider-Man. This is the character that actually got me back into comic books. This whole comic run story behind that is that, again, I had been out of comics for like years at this point. And then in high school, randomly, I just see like on Reddit, of all places, that Peter Parker's dead. And I'm just like, hey, yo. Spoiler alert, Peter Parker's dead in this. But it's like, when in the world is the Superior Spider-Man? And by that point, it's like 3 issues had came out. So I'm like, I guess I gotta see what's going on. And we cooked. So where do we begin then with the beginning of the end of Peter Parker, right? So we start off with what's entitled The Dying Wish storyline. This is Amazing Spider-Man issues number 698 all the way through to 700, where by and which you learn that he had swapped Otto Octavius after years of fighting Spider-Man and fighting a superpower being and getting his head smashed in a dozen times would unsurprisingly lead to death. So his body was finally given out on him. He was slowly dying, and per his dying wish, he calls for Peter Parker to come in to see him, like, on his deathbed, where it's then revealed that, A, the person that is dying right now is not Otto Octavius, it's Peter Parker in Otto Octavius's body, and Otto Octavius is currently in Spider-Man's body. So, and with that, like, essentially have some hoopla with Peter in Otto's body, trying, like, gather the Sinister Six to try and stop Spider-Man to get a chance to swap bodies back. And just skipping just large points ahead is that Otto Octavius, he knew that was going to happen. So when it came time for the switch to have, you know, the point in the regular Spider-Man issue where, oh yeah, they swap bodies, now they're going to swap back. No, that did not happen. He had, like, a metal plate in the back of his mask, so that way he couldn't get his body swapped. And he gave Peter one last punch, and that caused them to have a death, you know, like, seeing your last moments before you die. But because of the fact that they are still technically linked together, because of the fact they swapped bodies and they're still linked by the Octobot that swapped their bodies in the first place, Otto starts reliving all of Peter's memories. And when I mean relive, I mean he relives everything from parents dying, from Uncle Ben dying, Gwen Stacy dying, him marrying Mary Jane, and then I forgot, this is post One More Day. Sorry, technically they didn't get married. Still trash to this day. Go look at our episode on how we fix One More Day. And by fix it, we mean annihilate it from existence. So in any case, right, he experiences all of that, and that causes him to, like, experience a whole change in heart. It's like, hey, I didn't realize that this is what it meant to be Spider-Man, and this is what you've been through your entire life. How could you do this? And then Peter goes, like, well, I don't know how, but it's technically your time now. Like, you have to take care of them. You have to take care of all my loved ones and take care of all my friends. You are Spider-Man. And he goes, and as Peter dies, he declares, like, no, I will be a better Spider-Man than you ever will. I'll be the superior Spider-Man.
Yeah. And I think it's really crazy because we're going to get more into it later. So I don't really want to spoil kind of just like that correlation of the memories and stuff. But really how I remember a quote where it says a villain is different from a hero. The only difference is basically how they respond to trauma. And as we see, like, how Peter, like Otto Octavius, seeing Peter's trauma throughout his life, and that forged him into becoming Spider-Man. And then on the opposite side, we eventually learn of kind of Doc Ock's past and how that forged him to becoming the arrogant villain that he is most of the time before, you know, kind of having his superior, even though he's still completely arrogant in this storyline, which we can jump into. But I remember texting you because when I started reading the Superior Spider-Man issues, it was already Otto Octavius in Peter's body. So I was just like, wait a minute, how did this even happen? So I'm glad that's kind of just like, even with the listeners, that you gave that information to them and on his mission to become the Superior Spider-Man. So then we get into my own worst enemy.
Yep. So my own worst enemy, that's basically issues 1-5. Of course, it's Otto. He out here, big man, you know, he living good, is like, oh yeah, I'm Peter Parker now. I'm gonna go and be a better Spider-Man. And it's like, oh, he gets a call from the call that the Sinister Six are, which is funny because at the time it was only five members. So
the bootleg Sinister Six.
Well, it was the Sinister Foes of Spider-Man, but yes, they are the bootleg Sinister Six, but they're hilarious. They're actually some of the best people around, but they're basically like the Rogues, but more of a joke. Superior Spider-Man, he pulls up in his brand new outfit, which is basically just, remember the classic Spider-Man outfit, exchange all the blue for black, make it so...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
So that the arms and the glove, like the shoulder and the gloves don't connect via like that red spire line. He's changed out the lenses, so it's actually goggles, and he actually has a HUD display inside. And another thing that he adds onto the suit are claws. And also the symbol on the back is like more jagged and more edgy, if you will.
He changes his suit twice, right?
And yes.
That's
yes, okay. but this is the first iteration of the Superior suit. So he manages to, well, firstly, when he first fights the Sinister Six or Sinister Five, he actually gets his butt whooped. Because of the fact, like, hey, he's just trying to hold back and like he's underestimating his opponent. And then when push comes to shove, he actually runs. He actually ditches and leaves the fight.
I like that you mentioned the holding back part, because it's something that replays later in the story, but also in the previous issues that you mentioned, if you want to touch on someone getting their jaw knocked off.
So while Peter was trying to get his body back, he enlists Scorpion to go and, you know, get a handle on Spider-Man. Unfortunately, Peter did not account for the fact that Scorpion was gonna go after Spider-Man, but go after him through Jameson and take out his loved ones. And Otto in Peter's body is like, hey, that's enough. Hey, that's enough. Hey, that's enough. And then punches Scorpion's actual jaw off. Like, and that moment is where he realized Spider-Man's been holding back on us the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, or shook it, if you will. But yeah, so Otto runs from the fight. He comes back. He actually makes a whole plan. And this is where his superior mind comes in, because he manages, he does what all Batman fans swear by, is that, oh yeah, Batman with prep time can beat anybody. well, Superior Spider-Man with prep time causes absolute havoc. All right. So he savagely beats the entirety of the Sinister Five. And when I say savagely, I mean he takes Boomerang and nearly beats him to death.
Mm-hmm.
But fortunately, something stops him. And to him, it was just like a subconscious thing. It's like, hey, he subconsciously stopped. But to us, the viewer, it turns out to actually be a ghostly version of Peter Parker, who's still within... It's not actually like Peter Parker's like ghost, but it's more like a representation of his memories actually like come into the form of a force ghost, being like, hey, you need to chill out and I'm going to get my body back.
Yes.
And then moving on, because it's probably going to take a while, he actually tries to make some moves on MJ, which is actually kind of terrifying because of the fact that, like, MJ knows he's Spider-Man, but she doesn't know that it's Otto. Mm-hmm. And he keeps trying way too hard to get with her, which...
Thirsty.
The thirst was way too strong. To all of the simps and to all of the thirsty people out there, read Superior Spider-Man issue 2, and you will get a detailed explanation on what not to do. All right?
It's funny that you mentioned simps, because I kind of need to read later on post Black Cat, like, and I don't know where that storyline follows up with, but when we get to that, I need to follow up what happened. But yeah, even kind of with that, eventually just moving on with the Mary Jane storyline, he gets to a point where he realizes, again, with Peter's memories, that it's a vicious cycle. It's because Mary Jane loves both Spider-Man and Peter Parker separately, but the fact that he is both and it splits those responsibilities, they're always going to fall into the vicious cycle of, hey, we can't be together because Mary Jane and Amber from Invincible share the same personality.
Dang. Crazy. But yeah, so he ends up breaking up with MJ. He's like, hey, can't have you in my life. And also, and then also issue three happens, which is woo. So he actually was one of my favorite covers, but essentially he teams up with the, well, he does team up with J. Jonah Jameson because of the fact that Jameson is now approving of Spider-Man being a vicious, ruthless monster. And he's like, hey, this is what we're trying to see. At this time, Jameson is mayor of New York somehow. But
I mean, Kingpin was.
Kingpin, I get, because he can corrupt his way through.
That's true.
How does Jameson get a chance? But that just lets you know New York is irredeemable. All right, but yeah, so he ends up finding Vulture. They run afoul of each other. And Otto's trying to, like, convince him to, like, hey, I need you to, hey, just retire. Here's some money. So that way, like, because he remembers when he was Otto Octavius, like, all Vulture wants to do is, like, get that one last score to retire. Spider-Man's like, hey, here, just take the money and just retire. And Vulture's like, screw you. And since it's Vulturelings to attack him, and Otto hits one of them and realizes that Vulture's henchmen were kids.
That was a crazy scene.
Which then takes Ghost Peter through a flashback, basically detailing how Otto Octavius, when he was younger, was abused by his dad.
So have we ever, like, seen that before with Otto Octavius, knowing that he was, like, abused as a younger person?
I don't recall, but it wouldn't surprise me if they did show it, like, in a very early issue, and we just never saw resolution of it.
But yeah, this was one of the first detailed versions, and we go even deeper later in the story.
Yep, and that sets Otto off to where he blinds Vulture with the spider light, which Jameson puts up on the rooftop, and they do a whole commentary against, like, you know, the bat signal. And he throws Vulture into the spider light while it's lit, severely scarring and burning him. And that sets off the attention of Carly Cooper, who is a police detective who was basically the Jim Gordon of Spider-Man at the time, was also his ex-girlfriend too. But she starts thinking, like, hold on, this ain't Spider-Man. And also she knew that Peter Parker was Spider-Man. So it's like, she's like, hold on, he ain't acting right. So that starts sowing the seed for her side plot, which is her basically, like, trying to figure out, like, when the world happens to Peter.
Yeah. So, like, in terms of brutality, I believe the next general thing is, like, Jameson was having a press conference or, like, some kind of important event. And then two kind of more rogues galleries, if you can say the names of them.
Oh, no. This comes after.
Okay.
This comes after
Massacre?
Yes.
Okay, so in the next part, we have Massacre, who in a previous issue, he's essentially doesn't have emotions the way that other people, so he can't feel empathy. So he'll essentially just, like, murder and not feel anything. So he was being held prisoner. Was he on the raft? Is where he was at? Or yes. Somewhere else? So he was on the raft. He managed to break free, kills one of Peter's close friends on the raft. Again, he doesn't have any empathy and manages to escape. So one of the promises that he made to Jameson, right? As Peter? Or was it to the friend as Peter?
No, it was basically to the friend.
So it was a promise that Peter at the time made, where it's like, hey, I'm not going to let this person escape. We should be good. There isn't an issue. I'll handle the situation. So then after she dies, Jameson is kind of like, hey, to Superior Otto Octavius, where it's like, hey, you said you were going to handle it. You didn't do what you needed to do. This is the cost of it. Your friend dies. And then Otto is like, okay, I'm going to do what I have to do. So just kind of like later on progressing with that, Massacre is kind of in, it's a mall essentially, and having a lot of people hostage. And the first time one of the first times we see Spider-Man with the blicky.
Yep. It's kind of crazy because he savagely beats a Massacre while also freeing the hostages. And then he has the blicky on Massacre's head. And he's...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
It's like, hey.
He makes him feel fear, right? For the first time?
Yes. Because of the fact, like, hey, I have this gun to my head. What should I do? And everybody's shouting, shoot him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when Massacre, he starts crying. Like, he's feeling fear. And Ghost Peter's like, hey, this is why we don't kill people, because everyone has a capacity to change. And Otto goes like, and Otto, as if he heard Peter, was like, nah, this changes nothing. You feeling emotion doesn't mean jack. You killed, you massacred multiple people. You are never going to change. And there's one solution.
That's the shit. That was wild.
Yep. Murders them on the spot. And all right, so next issue, we have Spider Octavius, like, he's creating spider bots to patrol the city. And he's also meeting a certain tutor of his, because he's like, hey, Peter Parker never got his doctorate for some reason, so I'm going to go and get it for him. And he goes back to college. He has a tutor named Anna Maria Mocconi, which is going to be a very important character very soon. And this is where Screwball and Jester come in.
Oh, boy.
And they pretty much, they prank the mess out of both Jameson and him, all while cameras are watching. And at this point, the Avengers are watching him, or like watching him on TV, because they're like, okay, Spider-Man just murdered somebody.
Yeah.
That is not him at all. And it's Wolverine who said, like, hey, let's give him the benefit of the doubt. Like, maybe he had a bad day. Maybe he was off something. And then what he does to Screwball and Jester is it was to the point where Wolverine was like, okay, I was wrong. Something's clearly wrong with him. Let's bring him in. Because when I say he savagely beat the mess out of him, he broke all of their bones and screaming at him like, oh, you think I'm a joke?
Yeah.
Like, he's clawing at him, blood's everywhere. Ghost Peter's like, what the heck are you doing?
The way that was, like, created, like, the artist drew that scene was incredible.
Oh, yeah, because on his hands, it looked like you don't know if it was paint or blood.
Yes.
Exactly. Except you knew it was blood.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, go
ahead. I'll say, but yeah, that's, yeah, so basically that's kind of the first impetus of what happens, and then it cuts to the next issue.
So I might have it a little bit off, but I know just like kind of with the Green Goblin and who declares himself as the Goblin King, it's really small at point. First we see like the introduction of the Hobgoblin in a sense, but Green Goblin, he sees all the spider bots, which are essentially patrolling all of New York that Otto created. And all we know is that he's like, oh, you think you're so smart. I have something. So we don't know what he's doing with it at first. And then the next one, you can kind of like fill in the in-between, but I know the key thing is like him and he realizes that Peter is still existing in his memory and is like, no, I got to go confront this.
Yep. So essentially what happens is that the Avengers beat them. Well, Avengers confront him, and then like Captain America has his hand on his shoulder. He's like, hey, we said we're going to need to run some tests on you to make sure you're you. And Otto's like, get your filthy hands off me, you flag waving fool. I'm like, let's get it.
Block.
Yep. Hands were thrown, but unfortunately, Spider-Man got the shield to the face, knocked out, and he wakes up, and they run tests on him, but they find out that, like, they couldn't find anything, except that Otto notices that there's, like, a slight deviation in his brain patterns that lets him know, like, okay, what's that right there? And then there's, like, another issue where essentially he faces another villain named Cardiac, and he helps a girl basically recover from an illness that essentially he caused as Dr. Octopus.
Mm-hmm.
Very cathartic moment, but during that surgery that he needed to do, you saw Ghost Peter stopping him like at multiple points, causing his hand to waver and all that good jazz. But yeah, that's when he realizes, like, okay, I think I know what it is, and leads to the internal fight between Peter and Otto, a battle in the center of the minds, where both of them, like, are in their prime personalities, and they fight each other. Mm-hmm. But then Peter, like, he takes off his face, becomes Spider-Man, beats the mess out of Otto, and Otto's like, wait, hold on. You think you are Spider-Man? Rips his face off, becomes the superior Spider-Man, and gets the boxing. And this is perhaps the most, like, downturner of an episode, right? Because at this point, like, Otto's like, hey, you think you're better, but you're not. You are actually, like, a liability in so many fronts. Like, prime example, you stopped me from saving you nearly stopped me from saving this girl's life.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you do that? Would Spider-Man actually? And then Peter was like, it's because of the fact that if you did it, you would have found out about me. And he's like, oh, so you protecting yourself and being a selfish prick more than saving this girl's life. That's crazy. All right. Erase your protocol.
Yeah. And what was so cool about that scene, too, is that, like, Peter, he had all the good memories of his allies, like, coming to essentially fight for him. And then Otto then brought up all those bad memories and trauma, and was like, those fought against him. And, like, even what you mentioned there, it broke down Peter, because he's like, I'm supposed to be a hero, and look at Otto being in my body. And then also throughout the course of these, like, first, you know, 10 issues or so, he's such a better Spider-Man. He's like, oh, I got the Autobot, the spider bots. I'm being more efficient. I'm getting my doctorate, kind of like slipping up at work, but I'm like just being efficient in the way that I can create stuff, moving money around, which we'll get into a bit later. He's just like he mentioned, a superior Spider-Man, which I really love, like, how it transitions towards the end. But in every way where we, like, kind of bash on Peter, where it's like, come on, you got to do better. Otto, in these early editions, is much, much better at managing his life and also the superhero part. Because there are also times where it's like, you see, it's like, oh, one example of like, oh, there's a fire. Otto, you got to turn around and stop the fire. And he's like, no, I'm just going to call the firefighters and tell them to do their job, essentially. So that was really cool before Peter got yeeted from his own existence.
Yep. So essentially, he learns that, like, again, this ghost Peter is from all the Peter Parker memories, because, like, hey, in order for Otto to maintain the ruse that he's Peter Parker, he stored all of his memories, and that created the Parker consciousness. So he erased that.
Ooh.
And erased Peter. So that means it's all Otto, but with just some of, like, Peter's core memories, you know, like, you know, Uncle Ben dying and Aunt May and, like, the names of his friends. Well, the names of people he should know. So that's about it. So now we cut to No Escape, a.k.a. when things go downhill.
Yeah.
So at this point, we got Spider-Man. Well, Otto, firstly, he's growing closer with Anna Maria. Like, they getting real close on a dating level. And
we also need to mention his relationship with the professor, because it ties into the end.
Right.
It's like super important. Yeah, for the end.
Yeah. The professor, you know, the guy who essentially, he's like, hey, are you really? It's like he basically harps on Peter at every single moment and in class. And eventually, it's going to coalesce later.
Yes, because it was Otto's essentially peer when he was in college at the same time. And Otto is like, yo, I'm much smarter than you. How are you a professor? So as Peter, he's very disrespectful to him. So, yeah, it'll touch in later. But yeah.
So essentially, like, okay. So now Spider-Man, he's grown close with Anna Maria, and he gets called by Jameson to supervise Alistair Smythe, the Spider Slayer's execution. And in case nobody knows why in the world Jameson's there, it's because of the fact that Spider Slayer is the killer of Jonah's wife. And Spider-Man was there for it, and he couldn't stop it. So, like, that was the reason why Jonah hated Spider-Man, like, in the 2000s. But yeah, he's there for the execution.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
And he's like, all right, we're going to make sure things get done. And Jameson's like, hey, if things go awry, I need you to make sure you kill him. All right. And of course, things go awry. And Alistair Smythe, he escapes, but he also empowers three particular supervillains, specifically Vulture, Scorpion, and Boomerang, the three people that he brutalized in the earlier issues, because they all got something against Spider-Man right now.
Yep.
And all at the same time, you have Dr. Kirk Connors, who currently at the time is stuck as the Lizard, but still has like his mental capacities. Spider-Man, you know, he gets him. Well, no. Lizard breaks out, but like he helps Peter. Well, he helps Otto. Sorry, I keep saying Peter like it matters, but Otto, and they help defeat the main three, and then Superior comes in and just starts beating the mess out of Smythe, to where he stabs him in the heart.
Mm-hmm.
But Smythe was like, okay, let me try this trick. As my dying wish, I will swap bodies with Spider-Man. And then he's just like, and then of course, again, Superior Spider-Man still has that metal plate in the back of his mask for this exact situation. He's like, listen, you failure, I'm going to let you in on a little secret before you die. You ain't even killed the real Spider-Man. I'm Otto Octavius. I am Spider-Man now. So a little parting gift before I send you to your grave and kill. And he dies. All this. And then when Jameson, like he goes to Spider-Man, he's like, hey, is the deed done? He's like, oh yeah, it's done. All right. So what am I going to get out of this? He's like, what you mean? Yeah. So this island, the raft, I'm commandeering this whole entire island for myself. And he's like, no, you not. You crazy? He's like, and then he pulls out the recording of Jameson giving him the order to murder Smythe. And he's like, man, imagine what the people will think if this got out. Reigniting the hatred of Spider-Man once again. Dang.
Crazy.
Couldn't last for long. And he dubs the island Spider Island 2. And which cuts to the next issue, which is the debut of my second favorite Spider-Man costume behind the symbiote. At this point in time, Kingpin, right, he had taken over Shadowland, which is where all the ninja and the hand from Daredevil reside. So he's basically leading them. And then you just see a bunch of giant, like, spider bots rolling up into front of the, in front of Shadowland. Kingpin's like, oh, Spider-Man, what in the world do you think you're doing? Like, what do you think you are? And Hobgoblin's right next to him is like, some not right. And then Spider-Man goes like, you know what I'm doing here, Kingpin? Regicide. And it cuts to all-out war. He has Spider-Man, of course, he got a new costume, which is sick because the spider is much larger, goes across, like, the shoulders, and it's mostly black from, I say, like, the chest down, except for, like, the soles of the boots.
Yeah.
And he has gauntlets, like, for whatever technology he uses. And the eyes is all black. Like, the lenses is all black now. But the big thing is he has four spider legs that can come out of his back.
It's like a sleeker version of the Iron Spider, in a sense.
Yes. And again, it's invoking more of the Otto Octavius Dr. Octopus in him.
Yep.
Because, hey, four extra limbs, I know how to use those. So, yeah, he's murdering all of the ninjas. again, like he has his like henchmen basically save and protect all the civilians, and he's just taking down people left and right. Kingpin fakes his own death so he can leave. Hobgoblin, aka Phil Urich, he's just, he escapes as well. It's like, whoo! And he decides to lay low as Phil Urich for a while at the Daily Bugle. But then Spider-Man, he's just like, oh, nah.
That's simple.
You think it's that easy, my boy? Reveals to the world that Phil Urich is the Hobgoblin, ruins his name, and in essence ruins Ben Urich's name, savagely beats up on Phil and gets him arrested. And as you can tell, like throughout all this, he's just taking his brutality to the next level. Like he's not full, well, with the exception of the hand ninjas, he's not fully killing folks yet, but he dangerously close.
And then it's kind of like, again, he has his own army, so it's like he's more of in control. We also start to see with that, they kind of spin the Phil Urich situation where it's like, oh, Spider-Man is watching us at all times. This isn't cool. This isn't the Spider-Man we know. In the same time, this entire like time, Green Goblin is working in the background. So we see him recruiting. And why Hobgoblin Phil Urich is so important is because this is, I don't want to say knockoff Hobgoblin, but we see that Kingsley, who is the OG Hobgoblin in this canon at least, is like, he's giving out franchises, I believe is the word he used.
Yep.
So it's essentially like he's giving licensing for Phil to use the Hobgoblin name. So he has to pay him to do that. And the fact that he got outed as the Hobgoblin makes it difficult. So through all this happening, Green Goblin recruits Phil Urich and turns him into the Goblin Knight.
Yep. And now we, and again, like his relationship with Anna Maria Marconi is great. His relationship with MJ slowly souring, but his relationship with Aunt May is at least fine.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's good, right?
Yes. And then one thing why he's so mad at Phil Urich, the Hobgoblin, is because of the Green Goblin's technology. So Hobgoblin kept getting away with different crimes, but he wouldn't. But since he is so reliant on his spider bots, he wouldn't catch it. And we learned that the Green Goblin is using like a technology where if you're essentially wearing a goblin mask, you are the spider bots are blind to any goblin activity, which is what Phil benefits from.
Yep. Unintentionally, too, which was crazy. Yeah. But yeah, now it cuts to the Necessary Evil storyline, which, as I like to call it, Miguel's return. The racist returns. I'm kidding. This is pre-racism. But yeah, so in 2099, Miguel O'Hara, like the timeline's getting all sideways, right? Folks is starting to become a Swiss cheese, and he sees that like his father, aka Tyler Stone, who's the CEO of Alchemax, the giant corporation that runs 2099, he's like, he's slowly dying. But he's seeing Spider-Man to go back in time because of the fact that while Tyler Stone, he hates Spider-Man, he still doesn't know that it's his son. So he sends him back in time because he feels like, hey, Spider-Man's going to kill my grandfather, Tiberius Stone, who's going to create Alchemax. And that's what's going to set everything off. And in the present time, Otto Octavius, he's having none of this. Like, he's actually going after him. I've got the
Horizon Labs. They're under investigation due to Tiberius Stone, I believe.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And he misses all of this because his life starts crumbling. Yeah.
Yep, because of the fact that he keeps forgetting. Well, he doesn't remember too much because he erased the Peter Parker memories.
Yep.
And so, yeah, he's attacking Tiberius. 2099 stops them. They get into a fight because of the fact that Miguel's like, yo, tech is very outdated. But also at the same time, you gotta remember that 2099 and Peter Parker have met before in like the 90s. But the fact of the matter is that Otto wouldn't remember that, and he would have remembered that if he hadn't deleted the Peter Parker memories. So that's why they're coming to blows. But eventually, there's a time gate that essentially allows them to see into the future and see what events will transpire. That goes haywire.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Fire 2099. Like, he tries his best to, like, remember as much as he can from the deleted memories. Cause, like, hey, maybe, like, there's something I kept from Peter Parker that would allow me to stop this explosion. Unfortunately, that does not happen. The explosion does happen, which, and then, like, it cuts to, I think, days later, and Otto Octavius just emerges out of nowhere. He's like, "You haven't seen the last of me. I'm Otto." I'm like, "Wait, what am I doing here?" But all that say, like, Horizon Labs is destroyed. Yeah. And because of that, like, Max Modell, who's the leader of it, he decides to, like, throw up his arms and quit.
Mm-hmm.
And that, yeah. And then from there, it cuts to what happens to your girl.
Yes.
All right. So Spider-Man, he's going out on a date. Otto's going on a date with Anna Maria. But, like, while he's swinging through the city, he sees Black Cat. And she's like, "Oh, hey, lover. It's been a while. It's been a minute." And then Otto just enacts some pure 1940s levels of domestic abuse and just one taps Felicia.
That was wild.
And knocking out a tooth. And she's like, "What the heck is wrong with you?" And then, again, in a case of him not remembering anything, all he remembers, like, "Black Cat, you're a thief, you're a criminal, you need to be stopped. I'm gonna web you up, leave you for the cops. I ain't got time for you. I'm late. Boom, I'm out."
And she was livid. So where does that kind of follow up their next interaction when she meets actual Peter?
So she actually becomes a supervillain for a while.
I heard, like, she was like not a mob boss, but like a boss of the underground, right?
She literally becomes the Queenpin. Basically, what Kingpin's role is, she becomes that.
Thanks a lot, Otto.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Otto, which is crazy. And then, and, like, while that's happening, he actually, like, Otto starts up his own company, Parker Industries. Mm. And when he's about to graduate, that's when the professor comes in.
So is this before or after Stunner? We don't have to go too in-depth with Stunner,
It's actually happening, like, at that
round, point. Yeah.
So essentially, like, he's like, "Hey, you plagiarized Otto Octavius' work. I'm going to ruin you," which, I mean, well, is it plagiarizing?
Well, no.
Same person?
No, I'm saying because, like,
oh, yeah,
Otto, Otto, he's using his stuff, but he's doing it as Peter. So it comes off as plagiarism, which then ties into Stunner because he's about to get his pass his dissertation. But then that's when the professor gives it. But Stunner has this technology where she can... It's not use AI to create an image, but essentially she can...
VR.
Yeah, so she can create an image of, like, kind of like a supervillain. So he uses this technology to create himself, and then he visits the professor as Dr. Otto Octavius to then tell him that, "Hey, this is actually Peter's idea, not mine, so you can give him the doctorate."
Woo! Yep. And then all this, while at the same time, you got Carly Cooper and you got policewoman Yuri Watanabe, aka Wraith. Both of them learn, like, "Oh, wait, hold on.
Bumping ain't right.
Where is Spider-Man getting all this money for an island, all these henchmen, and starting up, like, where is he getting all this from?" And then they learn, like, he's getting it from Otto Octavius' bank account. It's like, "Oh, wait, hold on." And Carly, she's the one who realizes it right as she gets kidnapped by Green Goblin.
Yes.
Golly.
So I think the next part, I remember when I started reading it, I immediately thought of you, but we get into some Superior Venom.
Here we go. I'm taking over this one. All right. So at this point, Venom's back, baby. But at this time, it's Flash Thompson, who is Venom, Agent Venom, if you will. And he's in New York. No, he's fighting a crime master. He's fighting some criminals. And then Otto Octavius comes in the best way ever. He's like, and of course, like, he savagely beats all of Crime Master's goons. And Flash is like, hey, nice save, Avenger, but I think you could have, could have toned it down a little. He's like with all this weaponry, I'm like, you thought I was here for him? Nah, I'm here for you. And starts beating the mess out of Flash at Age of Venom. And then Flash, like, he, because of the fact he's like, okay, the last time I saw Spider-Man, the Venom symbiote freaked out and nearly killed him. So maybe he still thinks like I'm that monster. So he's like, hey, I'm Flash. I'm good. I have the symbiote under control. And Otto's like, Flash, I don't know who you are, but I know what I'm not. Somebody who cares. Woo! But yeah. Flash escapes and leads to shenanigans.
I actually like this because I remember just like with Flash's character, you know, Agent Venom, when I picked back up on kind of the Venom storyline, it was around the Red Goblin and then the Donny Cates run of Venom. So like every time they talk about Agent Venom, it's like when he's redeemed, it's like the best version of Flash. He's actually anti-Agent Venom as well. And like even in that Venom run, it's like, yo, Eddie's coming to the reality of, oh, Flash was a better Venom than me, in so much better way. So to see like Flash at a point where he wasn't really in control of the Venom symbiote and like he had to use chemicals, which kind of ties into the later part, to control it, that's we gotta do an Agent Venom character study. I
bet give me more reason to bust out my Flash comics. I got them right here.
So move along to Degeneracy with him and his Aunt May, and then also
no. Oh, I was afraid to get to this part. All right, so Otto and Anna Maria, they're dating, full stop. And what I didn't mention about Anna Maria Mark Carney is that she's vertically challenged, if you will, best way to put it. But Otto doesn't care about that at all. However, he decides, you know what? It's about time you come home with me. Let me show you Aunt May. Let's meet the family. So he gets in there, and then Aunt May decides to pull out the old 1940s domestic ableism. And he's like, Peter, I have some concerns. Like, what if you two have children? Like, would they turn out to be, like her? And that causes Anna Maria to just leave out crying. And Otto, like, he just leaves in a huff as well. He leaves because of the fact that that's when Flash Venom pulls up.
Now we're for the first dinner.
Yeah. So Otto and Flash, they're basically talking. Otto's trying to like gleam, like, all right, what can I remember about Flash Thompson? But like, I know he got that symbiote. You know what?
He doesn't recall that they're friends. With Peter. Yeah.
Exactly. Another reason why he shouldn't delete the memories. But he goes and under the guise of Peter's like, hey Flash, why don't you come to Parker Industries and I will I'll do something special for you. So he goes to Parker Industries and he gives him a new set of prosthetic legs.
Because this is after him helping Aunt May get her leg fixed, essentially.
Yeah. So he's like, hey, I gave you your legs back. But at that point, he had already swapped into the Spider-Man mode. And he's like, yeah, but I see, Flash, that the symbiote was within you. So I decided to remove it from you.
He was also super desperate to get him to get that surgery, too.
Very desperate. He was like 5 seconds away from chloroforming this man.
Yes.
But then the Venom symbiote breaks out of its containment, bonds with Otto, and we get Superior Venom.
Lord
have mercy indeed, because it's wraps. Like, he gets the symbiote And but Flash tries to, like, you know, tries to get the symbiote to come back.
Sir.
And then Otto backhands Flash. He's like, nah, this power is amazing. I am truly superior. And you can imagine him just going on a rampage against criminals.
So, yeah, with this, again, he's confronted by Mary Jane, who's been trying to get in contact with him because her club got hit up by the Vulture's people and then also, like, Goblin-esque people. And then that's when the first time it kind of, like, he pops out because he's, like, super sick and tired of her, especially since he's with Anne-Marie at the time.
And then, also still stressed about the May situation, too.
Exactly. And then this entire time, the Avengers are keeping watch on him because it's like, hey, you're still acting very weird, like, Spider-Man having an army, you don't joke as much. Again, Spider-Woman is one of the Avengers, so she would know better than most people. And then also, this is when Iron Man comes back. So when Otto was examined the first time, Iron Man wasn't there. This is, it gets touched on after they squabble with this man, Superior, in New York, one of many fights, and he was giving them the business, especially Thor.
Oh, yeah, nah. Thor got the absolute worst work. For a god, he was made a weakling. That's what I'm saying. But yeah, Superior Venom versus the Avengers. He's just going off, going nuts. And then Flash is going in. He's trying to get the suit back because of the fact that it's revealed that all the chemicals he was taking to suppress the symbiote and the prolonged exposure to the symbiote altered his biology, so that way he can only survive with the symbiote bonded to him, similar to what happens to Eddie Brock later, and also what happened to Eddie Brock in the animated series. But yeah, he tries. Yeah, so Flash is trying to call the symbiote back to him, and then, but like the symbiote starts taking control of Otto. It's like, nah, I got a better host. I got something superior.
And it's like, oh, you also tried to drug me.
Yeah, and you were a bad host to me.
Mm-hmm.
Even after our agreement at the end of the Flash run. But yeah.
I believe here we also start to see the minor mental remnant of Peter.
Oh no, this is where it comes back. So Otto's trying to, you know, debond with it, but it's not letting him. He's like, I don't think I have the mental fortitude to do it. And then you see Ghost Peter come back. As you mentioned, like, he has a fragmented memories. He only has the core memories left. And it's because of the fact that when Otto tried to remember everything, that's what caused Ghost Peter to come back. And he was just lying low for a while till he decided on how to get his body back. But yeah, he comes in and he basically shows up all the strength needed to debond the symbiote and have it rebond with Flash. And Otto, of course, he's thinking like that was all him. He's not him right now. And he gives like the worst possible excuse. He's like, hey, my friends. Oh, thank you so much for freeing me. I'm so sorry. It turns out like the last time that I interacted with Venom, part of it infected me with some of its spores and it caused my change in personality. Thank you so much for freeing me. I'm an Avenger again. Thank you all. Goodbye. Leaves. And nobody's buying it. They're like,
load of croc.
And this is some killer croc if I ain't never seen it day in my life. It's crazy.
So I believe the next part we get into the Goblin War.
Yep, this is where it all goes downhill for Otto. All right, so at this point, again, Carly Cooper, she's captured by the Goblin King, aka who's the Green Goblin, and he sprays her with Goblin Serum, turns her into Monster. And while that's happening, Monster basically like gives him all the information, like, hey, Spider-Man is actually Otto Octavius. And while that's happening, Goblin King then goes and fights with OG Hobgoblin Kingsley for control of New York. And yeah, it's a goblin on goblin violence. The goblin hate crimes need to stop. But he kills him, only to realize it was just a body double. So we get into the Goblin Nation. Superior Spider-Man, he finally figures out, like, okay, something's up with these goblins. And he goes back to, like, he finds King Goblin King, aka Norman Osborn, and he's like, he's like, what's up? And then he just reveals, like, hey, I know you're Otto Octavius. I know you're not the real Spider-Man. Because remember, Norman Osborn does not know who Spider-Man is, thanks to One More Day.
And that was something, like, with Carly, he was like, hey, if you know this isn't the right Spider-Man and you know it's Otto, then that means you actually know who's behind the mask and who it should be, which was interesting.
Yep, but she doesn't tell him a thing. But yeah, so he actually wants to team up with Otto. It's like, hey, you work under me. And
of course,
you work under me and we can take over New York together. And then Otto's like, under you? What the hell? Get out of here. Run these hands. I'm superior to you. But unfortunately, while they're fighting, Goblin King actually, like, sent his troops to destroy Spider Island and destroy his troops. Then he goes after Parker Industries and he's going after Mary Jane, Aunt May, and he kidnaps Anna Maria.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness.
So, like, even with that, in the background, Spider-Man 2099 is trapped in
the present day.
In our present, essentially their present day, because his pops was savage. So he kind of was, like, working with that. Jameson, he absolutely hates Otto at this Spider-Man at this point. So he helps build more spider slayers. So this kind of ties into the technology portion. But then, like, when Peter is going into Otto's memories, he learns even more about how tragic his past is, just the abuse from his uncle, right? Who served as his dad?
It's his actual dad. Mm-hmm. And then, like, his uncle also abused him. Mm-hmm. And also he had a girl that he liked, but she rejected his advances. And also he has a negligent mother.
So just, like, going through that. So essentially with Anna Marie getting kidnapped, so he goes to try to save them. Otto knows his tech because he has the spider bite. And he knows that Superior is going to go for, the eight legs, the four legs on his back, essentially. So Professor LeMay's, he sees this and he's... Otto's technology is turning on him and his legs are attacking him. So LeMay's takes that sacrifice and gets, like, stabbed by the legs, which is crazy because we see a metamorphosis in Otto where he's like, why did you do that? And LeMay's was inspired by Spider-Man protecting them earlier in the issues from, like, I believe it was a bus flying at them or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
So that inspired him to kind of be a hero, and he dies, and that completely changes Otto's mindset at the time.
Yeah, and of course, like, he's going on, and then unfortunately this is the time when Jameson decided to release the spider slayers, which gets hacked by the Goblin King, and of course their fight, like, him in 2099, Otto in 2099 are fighting these spider slayers. Then he learns that Anna Maria's kidnapped, so he leaves Miguel to go save her. And again, all this while, like, again, Peter's, like, going through Otto's memories. And it's at this point, like, he catches up to the point where actual Peter dies and he's having that near-death experience. And because of that near-death experience, he's getting all the memories that Otto got. So he fully remembers who he is now, with all of his memories intact. And at this point, like, Otto goes to the location where he believes Anna Maria is. It's actually a kid who's about to get ran over by a train. And at this point, he actually has a full-on panic attack because he's like, listen, if I jump and I save this kid, I may not be able to save Anna Maria. But if I go save Anna Maria, then this kid dies on my watch. I don't know what to do. And all you hear is, jump. So he jumps, saves the kid, and it came from Ghost Peter, and Ghost Peter is asserting, like, hey, listen, I'm back, I'm ready to go, and if you think you're gonna do anything shady, like, I'm up for a game. I'm up for a rematch. And Otto, like, fully capable of hearing him now. He's like, there's no need for all of that. I realized through all of this, I can't beat Norman. And in this part actually brings me to tears. I'm not even going to lie to you. When I first read it, because it's so beautiful. Because Otto, he's swinging back to Parker Industries to go to the machine that he used to delete the Peter Parker memories the first time. All this while he's going through basically like, hey, I can't win.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there's only one person capable of defeating Norman Osborn, capable of defeating Green Goblin, and it's you. You are the only person capable of acting just on a moment's notice. I hesitate too much. You, Peter Parker, you're truly the superior Spider-Man.
That was crazy.
And all this, and then while he's doing this, he's deleting his own memories. Like, he's deleting himself. He's like, and Peter's like, why are you doing this? And it shows like all the memories Otto made with Anna Maria. Is like, it's because this is the woman I love. And I know, like, I can't have any part of me to stop you from saving her. And he died. And he erases himself. So Peter is fully back. Again, tears is in his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
He takes off the superior costume, puts on his regular outfit. He says, now it's my turn. And that's the penultimate issue. I'm like, oh!
That was dumb.
Oh, man. So now we got to the last issue. So he first thing he does, he rushes to save Miguel. And he's like, and he's basically explaining to Miguel, as Miguel's basically choking him, like, how dare you leave me like this for a costume change, you sanctimonious, like, listen. Otto Octavius, he was in my mind, he was in my body, that wasn't me, but I'm back now, and I'm sorry, Miguel, that was on me for dying, my fault. And Miguel's just like, you know what, that's such a stupid excuse that it actually works. That I, like, only you would have that happen to you.
He was like, I'm a 2099 Spider-Man stuck in the past, so let's get to business.
Yep, so he does that. He ends up fighting Menace, who's like another female goblin.
He cures sister, I believe.
Yes, so he cures her with anti-goblin serum. He's able to cure Carly, well, mostly, and then he goes to the Goblin King. Again, probably one of the best moments ever where Goblin King, he's like prancing along. He's like, what's wrong? No quips, no indignant responses. You, man, that's crazy, Otto. And then in just no beat whatsoever, he's like, you know what's funny? At least I had the dignity of knowing I never had a man purse. And then almost immediately, you just see Goblin goes like, it's you.
My arm.
It's you. Like, the one and only. And Peter immediately goes to start throwing hands with Goblin.
Mm-hmm.
And just a classic Spider-Man maneuvers. Of course, Norman throws some goblin bombs at Anna Maria. Spider-Man is able to catch him, throw him back to the goblin, and then he removes his mask to reveal that he had plastic surgery done on him, so that's why you didn't know who he was. And he injects him with not just goblin anti-serum, but he also installed nanobots into it that constantly pumps him full of goblin serum so that he could never become the Green Goblin again.
Right.
Until Red Goblin happens. But yeah, so the day is saved. He won out. Parker Industries is now under full control of Peter Parker. Alchemastic is up. The spider bots now see Osborn as a threat, and And at the end of the, oh yeah, Jameson retires as mayor from all the scandals from murdering Spider-Man, or trying to, because of the fact that the goblin, I mean, the Spider Slayer has had his face on it and everybody could see it. So at the end of the day, Spider-Man, he goes to Anna Maria, is like, hey, are you okay? And she's like, yeah, I thought I was gonna die. And the only person I thought of was Peter. And he's like, wow, you must really care about him that much. And he's like, yeah, it's because I love him. And that lets you know, like, dang, she was really in love with Otto. Otto was really in love with her. If only things would have worked out. And he goes, and Peter Parker's back, baby. He goes back home, and then immediately gets a knock at the door from MJ, who's livid at him. And he tries to explain himself. He's like, hey, that was all Otto. That was not me. And she's like, I don't care. I'm done with everything Peter Parker. I'm done with everything Spider-Man related. I'm out. And that's how Superior Spider-Man ends for the first volume.
All right. So for a question I have, who's his greatest villain? Is it Green Goblin or is it Dr. Octopus?
Honestly, at this point, it's still Green Goblin.
Fair.
Because of the fact that, well, firstly, he still killed Gwen Stacy.
Yeah.
And also did things to her, but I'm not going to say that because that technically got retconned away, but still, it happened for a while. And then again, it proves that Green Goblin's his greatest nemesis because of the fact that even Otto couldn't take him on.
That makes sense. But like with that, what I really love about this storyline is that even though Otto was trying to, you know, again, be superior, the Spider-Man dynamic still caught up to him, where it's like at the start of it, okay, I'm better than Peter. I have everything under control. Well, by the end, it's like, I lost my job. The only thing that's working is my relationship. But at the same time, I'm putting the woman I love in danger. And then I'm also having to leave constantly to try to fight crime. And then it's like, okay, the crime part was slipping. My Avenger membership card was on probation. And just like all of that, where it's like the struggles of being Spider-Man that so many other heroes don't actually have to face from a personal perspective, because he's one of the few heroes that truly try to lead both lives.
Yeah, definitely. And this one actually, again, it just goes to give you extra appreciation for Peter because of the fact that you see what happens when another person takes up the mantle and takes on all the pressure that Peter does. And when pressure came, Otto cracked. Like, he couldn't take it anymore. You've seen that kind of story go along with other different Spider characters, you know, like Miles, even Miguel O'Hara at some points. But this was kind of like the first case of like, all right, let's take somebody and give them exactly everything that Peter Parker has and see how that person does. And as you mentioned, he started off high. And in my opinion, everything went downhill when he deleted the Peter Parker memories. That's why I kept saying, like, throughout the videos, like, hey, this is when he starts going downhill, the downfall of Otto, because of the fact he couldn't remember any of his precious relationships. He couldn't remember, like, hey, this person's a hero, this person's a villain, hey, you're supposed to be doing this, this, this. And he thought he could handle it all. And at a certain point, again, he did for a while. Like, he was able to, like, all right, filter this to the police, filter this to the fire department. This is beneath me. Send that to somebody else. But as you see with Spider-Man, or with Peter Parker, he tries to get everybody. And whether or not it garnered him praise, he didn't care.
Exactly. And even like you mentioned, just like the realization at the end where Otto is like, my way isn't going to work to save the person that I love. I have to concede it to who someone that's actually superior, which was beautifully written. So anything else you got with this? Because that was actually a really great storyline.
Nah, just pure excellence at its finest.
All right. So with that, we are going to quickly wrap this up. So we got our normal What's Hot segment. Meech, what you got? Let's try to speed run this.
All right. So what we got is, again, Dragon Ball Sparking Zero, Black Myth, Wukong. We got ourselves The Boys, The Acolyte, In comics right now, Venomverse Reborn issue 1 came out with Insomniac Venom fighting Null. Good Lord have mercy. And yeah, just the standard anime, you know, One Piece, you know, My Hero Academia going stupid, Demon Slayer. Actually, this next episode, which at the time of this recording, by the time you hear it, it will already have come out, but it's going to be a longer episode for the last episode of this season before Mugen Castle.
Ooh.
Lord have mercy. but yeah, so we got that. Kaiju number 8 ended off on, on the cliffhanger.
Yeah.
And yeah, and then also, at the time of recording this video, it's the day after Juneteenth, and we got to talk about it. We got to talk about K-Dot. We got to talk about K-Dot.
Lord have mercy.
And that concert he had, man.
Yeah,
if you guys haven't seen it, just listen to it. Just look at it.
That feud is over.
Oh, no, it's been over, but this was nail number 35 in the coffin.
Just, yeah, let's.
Let's move on. And yeah, you go ahead and give some get whatever you have.
Yeah,
but I also have a get it off my chest as well.
Oh, nice. Yeah, so just quickly, anime season is wrapping up, so I believe in 2 weeks there is going to be a new set of anime, so when that happens, we'll update you. The Penguin just got announced that there is another teaser for it, so it's going to drop in September. That might be something I'm interested in doing a review or about. Oh, another thing, House of the Dragon. We haven't gotten to episode 2 yet as of this recording, but the way episode 1 ended, Lord have mercy.
All my coworkers, we were talking.
Oh my god, that was shocking. I mean, there are several things. The Sir Christmas jokes were so funny this past week. but the ending of the episode, I'm pretty sure season 2 is about to get wild. Not season 2. Episode 2 is going to be just as wild. And then another thing, just my final, is with wrestling, Uncle Howdy and the Wyatt Six dropped and debuted. That was crazy. Bodies were dropped. So if you're into wrestling, definitely interested in Uncle Howdy. So you have also a quick get it off your chest.
Yep. So, again, this is something that happened to me while I was at Target yesterday. Target, I'm coming after you right now. Because what y'all did for Juneteenth is actually kind of absurd. So I was in the movie aisle, right? Tell me why there was just a whole row of just nothing but specific black movies.
Oh, Lord.
We had The Color Purple, the new one. You had the Bob Marley movie. You had... The Book of Clarence, you had The Blackening, but guess which movie was in the middle of it? The one that technically you'd see kind of first because it was front and center.
Is it like borderline offensive?
100%.
Dang it. I want to say Boys in the Hood, but it has to be more egregious than that. What is it?
The American Society for Magical Negroes.
Oh, Lord.
Just all of that in a straight line.
Ooh, wee, they're trying to get them dollars up. Oh, I saw something speaking of that. It's like how they handle Pride Month and they basically put a cart for stuff like that. Yeah, just trying to keep getting them dollars, right?
Target, I'm disappointed in y'all. I'm disappointed. It's crazy. You gonna put the magical Negroes front and center? All right. for Juneteenth. And they had like a Juneteenth banner right under it too.
Insane.
Like, hey, let's celebrate Juneteenth with magical Negroes. Nah, what you have on yours before I get mad again?
My only one is about something we talked about before was the YouTube ads. I am at an eternal war with these ads because sometimes with a certain thing, I can get the ads not to pop up. But then it'll be like, oh, we see that you have this thing. You need to turn it off so we can get our ads. And then sometimes it will work. Sometimes it won't work. But the ad is something new, Meech, a new sneak attack. So there's like something that Blue pops up and it talks about closed captionings or whatever. But it occurs during the ads. And when you try to hit the skip button, it sneakily hovers over the skip button so you can't skip.
Miles.
through my laptop.
No, they did not.
It's like off and on. It's very sneaky, though.
Oh, nah. See, YouTube, again, y'all are, you're starting to lose it.
So, yeah. So, with recommendations, obviously, Superior Spider-Man this edition. Others that you want to recommend?
Primarily just events that feature Superior Spider-Man. There's technically Age of Ultron in a very technical manner. There's also Infinity, and then again a couple of other titles. You have Spider-Verse, Spider-Geddon. You have the Dead No More Clone Conspiracy. You have Avenging Spider-Man, Superior Spider-Man Team Up, and Volume 2 and Volume 3 of Superior Spider-Man. Boom.
All right. So with that, again, this week on Monday, we dropped our Acolyte Episode 3 and 4. We have a special guest on next week or the week after. You should hear our boys' review of Episodes 4 and 5. And then also the week next Wednesday, you're going to have our Deconstruction, Reconstruction, X-Men Origins, Wolverine, as we prepare for Deadpool and Wolverine up into July. So with that, let's get into some words of encouragement, our plugs, and then words of encouragement.
All right, we got our Instagram, our X, formerly known as Twitter, and our Threads account under BlurCity22. Like, comment, subscribe. Stay up to date on all of our release schedules and all that good jazz. Discord linked in the Instagram page, where we have pure degeneracy and memes. We have ourselves our YouTube and Patreon page under BlurCityPod. Again, all the good jazz, bell for notifications, and then if you donate a little extra chatter to us, you get access to very exclusive episodes never before seen and never will again. We also have ourselves our email address, blurcity22@gmail.com. That's where you can submit episode suggestions, where you can submit things such as geek out, freak outs, random fan theories, again, questions for Q&A, and then hate mail. Again, hate mail goes right to the spam page where you'll never see the light of day again. But also, I am the Jedi Ronin on TikTok, and then the Jedi Born on Mustafar on Instagram. What you got?
All right, for my individual author pages, we have my Instagram, Mitri_Dash. That is METRI_DASH for my X/Twitter. That is @TheMad-16. And if you're interested in my book, Phantom Reckoning, A Most Irregular Tale, that is available both on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. So, words of encouragement, what you got?
Just know that you can be the superior version of yourself. Just be the better version of you. Whatever you think is your flaw, go ahead and fix it. Whatever others tell you your flaw is, potentially go and get that fixed as well. Just remember, the die is cast.
And for me, sometimes it's okay to acknowledge and concede that you don't know everything. And with that humility, you'll be able to actually lead you to your ultimate goal more than your own superior thinking. So with that, it's not goodbye forever. It's just goodbye for now. And that's the Blurred City Podcast.
See you later, you dolts.